Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to What She Said, an episode of the LA FBI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights, and today I'm going to be speaking with Suzanne Bradbeer, whose play Confederates is currently playing at the Grove Theater Center in Burbank. Suzanne's plays include Full Bloom, The Sleeping Girl, You Miss Them When They're Not Around, Bethlehem, PA, Lone Star Grace, God and the Goat, The Match, Rita Faye Pruitt, Fear and Loathing on the Nile, and The Roof. She was a contributing writer on Speakeasy, and that's at Joe's Pub at the Public Theater and the True Body Project at the Brooklyn Museum. And she's also a winner of the Ashland New Plays Festival and a two-time finalist for the Heidemann Award. Residencies include the New Harmony Project, the Dorset Theater Festival, and New River Dramatists. And she was a member, she actually is a member of the Ensemble Studio Theater Playwrights Unit, the BMI Workshop, the Actors Studio PD Workshop, and the Drum Test Guild. So welcome, Suzanne.
Yay, thank you.
Well, Confederates is a play that takes place on the road with a political reporter embedded with a candidate who's running for president. And it presents a series of potential conflicts right away, that situation. So I wondered what drew you to the main source of conflict you eventually went with.
The play started, as you mentioned, I'm a member of a writing directing group at the Actors Studio. And you work with if you're a writer, you work with a director in that group when you're working on a project. And one of the people that I admired in the group suggested that we work together. And she's a director and a reporter and, wondered if I'd want to write something that she could work with me in the group. So I started with that. And she also suggested, we had two mutually favorite actors. And she said, how about, writing something for Megan and Will? So that was how I started, Megan and Will. And Megan happened to be white and Will happened to be black, so that suggested, possibilities in terms of writing a story. But I didn't know what it was going to be. I went to Virginia when I was, mulling it around, and that's where I'm from originally. And I was walking around my hometown and walking around the downtown, and I saw this statue of a young Confederate soldier. And on the statue in stone was, a Confederate flag. And then on the opposite side was a plaque that said something like, for the war for the rights of states. And I thought, for the rights of states. Yeah, the right of your state to have slaves. So, and then not too far from that little statue, it's not that big, was an enormous statue of Robert E. Lee, and then another one of Stonewall Jackson not too far. So I was looking at those, and my hometown is Charlottesville, Virginia. And this all happened before, last year with those events. But it was on my mind. So as I started, I wrote my first scene in Charlottesville, in my hometown, as I was imagining these two people and who they are as people, and then thinking about who they are as actors, Will, and her name was Megan. So, and then I eventually changed the name to Maddie and Will, and then eventually I added the third character, the other reporter, which now it's hard for me to imagine not even having that third character, but and she's the more seasoned reporter. Will is the rookie, and Maddie is the subject.
Right. So that brings me to my second question. Ambition also plays a really big role in this play.
Yeah.
The central characters that you're talking about, two of whom are really young, have to make some really difficult decisions about what's fair game in their world. This is shifting daily on our political landscape, and we're literally speaking today as the midterm elections are happening in the U.S. So how do your characters struggle with their own ambition in this piece?
I think I love that question. And I think with Will, I think at first it's not a struggle. And I think part of his journey is what you picked up on, is that he is ambitious. It's not a problem for him. He embraces it. And then as the play goes on, the complications of what you do when you're faced with, a a story that might change someone's life forever, how do you accommodate it? And, you know, is it worthy? First of all, is it a story? And if it is, if you weigh the pros and cons and the consequences, you know, is it something that you put out there? And when I was working on the play, I did a workshop at the Lark Theater Company in New York, and John Eisner, who runs the Lark, put me in touch with a reporter from Newsday named Steve Wick, and he came to the workshop and we talked about the play afterwards, and he was so excited because he said, this is what we do. You know, we talk about, is this a story? Is it a story? Do we pursue it? So that was, you know, enlightening to have that with him.
Well, that's really interesting because you mentioned earlier a bit about the genesis of the play, the idea, and then the mm-hmm. Confederate statues and writing a little bit in Charlottesville. But I wondered if we could talk a little bit about the development of the play. So what happened sort of once it left your hands, how did it develop in the world?
Yeah, oh my gosh. And you know, I feel like in a way it's, at least for me, but from what I understand from other writers, you know, it's kind of typical in that I started, it's a long process. I mean, the short answer is
right.
It's a long process. And I started it in 2011. I think
okay.
The first scene, which was between Maddie and Will when she shows him something that ends up being, you know, has very serious consequences for her. That scene was the first scene I wrote, and, you know, that was in 2011. And so then I developed it in my writing group at the Actors Studio. We presented that first draft in a, you know, a festival of new plays. And then I took it, I guess I had a workshop at the Labyrinth Theater Company, and then I had the workshop at the Lark Theater Company, and then I asked the universe. I thought I need one more. I feel like it's so close, but I really would love that opportunity to work some more with actors and a director, a dramaturg if I'm lucky enough. And so I got this workshop at TheaterWorks, Silicon Valley in Silicon Valley. But that was in 2015, so that was already 4 years. And then the next year they scheduled it into their programming, so it was had its world premiere in 2016. And so that's sort of, you know, and now it's part of the Hart NPI award here in Los Angeles, having its premiere in Los Angeles.
Absolutely. That was my very next question. So you won the Hart New Play Initiative Award this play, so congratulations about that.
Thank you. I should say I'm co-won with Wendy Graf, who has written a beautiful play called Exit Wounds. So we will be in rep.
And she, I've interviewed Wendy before, so yeah, it's all coming full circle. so how has that experience been for you, and how did it influence the trajectory of the work?
It's quite extraordinary. We got to have a reading this past summer. So, you know, when I wrote the play and when it had its premiere 2 years ago, we didn't have, we had a different president.
Right.
And, you know, although sometimes I'm kind of a pessimist, I always entertain the possibility that the worst can happen. I don't think I've, you know, really believe that Donald Trump would be president. So that's the big change in our sort of national reality. I looked at the play to kind of make some subtle changes to accommodate that we live in a different reality, but I never mentioned the name Donald Trump because I think I described it to someone. It's like cooking bacon on stage. It immediately, that's all you notice.
Exactly.
So I've made some, you know, done a little bit of rewriting, to accommodate, you know, not that the play needs to take place in the now of, you know, November of 2018 or whatever, in that sort of slightly heightened America coming soon to a, you know, a campaign trail near you.
Yeah, so, and then so the reading itself is, I just want to make sure, is what we're seeing in Los Angeles a full production or is this a reading itself?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah. So there were four plays this past summer in New York that had readings. So these were the four, I guess, they called them finalists. And then Wendy's and my plays became co-winners, what I believe they're calling silver medallion winners for this. And it's a production. They're both productions.
Excellent.
And they will be in rep. Yeah. Pardon?
That also means you probably get a nifty medallion.
Hey, I'm
very cool. Well, the last question I have, I always like to ask everybody what they're working on next and what we could look forward to from you. Anything you could talk about?
Hey. Yeah, thank you. I'm going to be actually in residence at Theater Works, Silicon Valley, the place that I just mentioned, in January with a musical. A musical that it's about librarians. I'm working with a fellow named John Cariani and Gary Negbauer, and it's about librarians who fall in love while trying to save their small town public library in the Rocky Mountain West. So it's very, very nascent. And, you know, the library is one of those great, how we imagine, you know, one of those beautiful buildings that they did back in, you know, the turn of the century when they sort of spent money on glorious buildings. But it's kind of run down and it's in a small town and, they're trying to save it.
I love it. I'm a huge devotee of my local library, so I'm there.
Where is your local library? Or what is it?
In Los Angeles. So, yeah, I mean, we have so many of them, and there's so many of them are fantastic, and almost everybody who works there is a phenomenal, not just a paper or pencil pusher, but a phenomenal reader of and recommender of books. So I read like a fiend. So that is right up my alley. Anyway,
well, that's
thank
the thing.
You so
it's
much.
Like, oh, yeah. Well, I was just going to say that the library, the library being sort of the repository of story, you know, so in a sense, they want to save the place of the stories is how we're thinking of it.
I love that. Well, again, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and break a leg.
Oh, thank you, Allison. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Of course. Confederates plays at the Grove Theater Center in Burbank from November 4th through December 16th. And as Suzanne mentioned, it's in rep with Wendy Graff's Exit Wounds. It's directed by Christopher Hart and features Daryl C. Brown, Miranda Lichtman, and Melissa R. Randall. For more information about tickets, please call 800-838-3006, or you can also go to www.hartnpi, and that's hartnpi.org/ticket. For more information about LAFBI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafbi.com.